Hey everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we are in part three
of Prison Break in Acts chapter 12. So stay tuned.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hello again, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to New Every Day. If you're just joining us, we're in part three of Acts chapter 12. So Acts is in the New Testament of the Bible, and it's talking about when the church just got started. So Jesus came, he died, he rose again, and now he's commissioned the apostles to go out. They've been empowered by the Holy Spirit to go out and share the good news of Christ and a life with him. But now some opposition has presented itself to the apostles, to the disciples and the apostles. And so in chapter 12, we've already talked about how Herod, the king at the time, appointed by Rome, has killed James, one of the disciples, and now has arrested Peter. And the church is earnestly praying for Peter. He's in prison. He's got 16 guards watching him. 16 guards.
Yeah.
And the church is praying.
The church is praying. And that's where we left off last week. And we just got so excited about talking about that. So we hope that this week you spent some time praying.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that right now before we start.
All right.
So dear Lord Jesus, as we walk through this next passage, we ask that you would help us to see what you want us to see and hear what you want us to hear. And Lord, that we would learn from your word today. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to start reading Acts 12, verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant or earnest prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Maybe I'll just stop there, Jen. There's a whole lot packed into that.
I know.
Those couple of verses. So Herod is about to bring him out. Peter's asleep. Like, he's not up stewing.
No.
He's sleeping.
Soundly.
Yeah.
Because the light didn't wake him up. Because you would think it's a dark prison cell.
Yeah.
The light should wake him up. And the light did not wake him up.
But the angel woke him up.
Yeah. And now yours says struck, and the NIV says struck, and this says tapped. So I'm not really sure, but there was some form of physical contact because the light wasn't enough.
I got to think, like, did the angel, like, reach down and poke him? Did he, like, kick him? Did he not have to do anything because, like, the power touched him? But it says struck.
Yeah. So there was a physical touching.
Does he have a staff? I don't know.
I don't know. But what it made me think was, because mine says, the angel of the Lord, and the light shone in the cell, and he tapped Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it got me thinking, how many times does God show up to me? I don't see it. And then he has to tap me to get my attention.
Like, in what way?
Like, just something is so clear and obvious that he's speaking to me, and it's like I'm totally oblivious. It's like when we ask for a sign, you know, and God tells us, and it's like, I didn't see it. Do it again. And so he has to, like, do it again because we didn't see it the first time. Like, I think sometimes we can be blind to what God is actually telling us. And so often it's in his word, right? Like, what God asks us to do is in his word. There's like, I don't know what God wants me to do. And it's like, have you read the Bible? Like, have you, Well, yeah. Well, it's very clear what he would have us do. Go read it again, mm-hmm. right? It's that second tap. Like, I think we can be so, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do today. Well, do justice, love, mercy, walk humbly with your God.
Don't be uptight.
Oh, yeah. Like, and so that part struck me because I thought, oh, Lord, I want to see your light. I don't want you to have to hit me upside the head because I didn't notice the light.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about praying with expectation. Like, I used to think, okay, yeah, like, I'll read the Bible and, like, that will teach me, yeah. And he does. He does speak to us through the Word. But I also believe that God can speak to us in other ways.
Oh, yes.
That I didn't always have an open mind to, that we can ask God to speak to us through the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. like, with visions, with dreams, through other people, with impressions in our mind. Like,
yeah.
God is bigger than I don't want to say just a text, because this is more than just a text. But do you know what I mean?
Yes, he does speak to us through other people. And as long as it lines up with what Scripture says, like, the Holy Spirit's never going to say, go kill that person.
Right.
Oh, but I had a serious impression that I was supposed to go kill that person.
Hold on.
Like, Jesus himself said,
it's not going to contradict.
Yeah, it's not going to contradict, and that's what's so important. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right. We God speaks to us in so many ways, and we need to pick it up. That's where we need to be attuned to the Spirit.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said, help me to hear what you want me to hear and see what you want me to see.
Yes.
So,
yeah, and people say, like, well, how does that happen? And I'm honestly, like, still learning about this. But I think that happens in the secret place. Like, the secret place being when you spend time alone with God, and you actually, like, close your door and you open the Bible and you maybe put on some worship music, or you, like, just start praying and asking God to speak with you, believing in expectation that he can speak to you, and spending that focused amount of time every day. And that's the secret place where I think God meets to us and teaches us how to hear his voice.
Yes. And so as we think about Peter, it says he was asleep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that makes me think about two things.
What?
One, he was totally at peace.
Yeah, true.
Because if you're anxious, you don't sleep. But he was at peace.
In prison.
Yeah. So he knew two things. Well, he knew one thing, but two outcomes. God's got this.
Right.
And if he delivers me, that's good. And if I go before Herod,
it's okay.
It's okay, because I've been there before. I've spoken.
Yeah.
And if I go to be, well, I guess there's three things. And if I die, I'm going to be with Jesus.
Right.
So there was peace. There was complete peace. And that's why he was able to sleep. And that's why David says, I can lie down and rest. Mm.
For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Yes.
Psalm 4:8. Yeah.
And so that's why he is able, chained up between two watchmen, mm-hmm. he was able to sleep. And be at peace, because he knew that God had it. So we'll be back right after this.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You're still watching New Every Day. She's still Jen and I'm still Carrie. And we have some great partners who have supported us, Jen. If you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, click on our partners page, you can see the organizations who are helping us make the show possible through Category 5 TV. Mm-hmm. So if you do choose to support us, how it works is that we are under the umbrella of Category 5 TV. We're just one production under that umbrella. So you go and you're supporting Category 5. And so we're just so grateful for Category 5 and for Robbie Ferguson, who makes this show possible. So check out our partners page. And mm-hmm. and if you would like to support us, that's awesome. And we're very grateful. And we're still in chapter 12.
In chapter 12.
Early on. And Jen, so the angel has shone the light, struck Peter in the side, and says, arise quickly. And this is the best part. This is the prison break. The chains fell off him.
There's no key.
It doesn't need that.
Yeah. Fell off.
Yeah. It doesn't matter that there were 16 guards. And like at this point, it's no wonder that Peter thought he was seeing a vision, because like, why didn't the guards intervene or be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like why didn't they wake up with the light either?
Like, were they put unconscious by the light? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Was he taken to another dimension?
Because it says the light shone in the cell.
Where
so
they all were.
So this isn't like a little match. Ooh.
Peter.
No, like it shone in the cell. So were they just also in a deep sleep?
Or God put them in a deep sleep.
We don't know.
Like Adam when he took the rib.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, but here he is, you know, and the angel gives him very clear statements. He's not to leave without his clothes.
Get up, get dressed, put your sandals on.
Yeah.
Last night when we were talking about this, Jen's like, how did he get undressed if he was chained up? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Also a miracle.
Also a miracle.
Maybe
or maybe he was...
Who knows? He had no clothes on, or just...
An undergarment.
Yes.
He had, because often they would wear an undergarment underneath all of these things.
Well, that makes sense. We do that, too.
We do that, too.
And then he says, get dressed. So gets dressed. Then he says, follow me. And he takes him out. Do we need another break, Jen, or are you going to be all right?
Because sometimes scriptures make you laugh.
Yep.
And you can't help it, because you just start chuckling, and you're like... Because I think sometimes we miss the boat when we read scripture.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, oh, I shouldn't be thinking, you know, what was he wearing?
Well, why not?
But the fact is, it's very clear, like, he was not wearing, he put your belt around yourself, put your jacket on, and...
It's real life.
Yeah, and the fact is...
It's real life, man.
And maybe they, on purpose, you know, had him like that. We don't know, because that was part of shaming. We don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
But his clothes were still there.
Maybe it was a pillow. I don't know. But this reminds me of the verse, like, when Jesus was taken in the garden and there was a young man with him who tried to run away, and then the soldiers grabbed his clothes and then he ended up just running away naked.
I know.
And I was like, why is that there?
I don't know. We don't know why some of these things are there, but the fact is the angel did tell him to put his clothes on because he was going somewhere.
Yeah.
And often when God calls us to do something, he tells us to get ready. Hmm. Like even going back to the Israelites, right? This is how you get ready to go. Like, we are just to, when he tells us to go, he's going to tell us to go, and we just have to get ready and go. Like, you just go. And so the angel, wrap your cloak around me, you, and follow me. So Peter followed him out, not knowing whether the angel, what the angel was doing was real. Indeed, he felt he was taking part in a vision. So they passed right through the first and second guard points and came to the iron gate that led out of the city. This opened for them on its own accord. Like,
just open. Okay, so when I read that, I pictured like being someone who was just, you know, couldn't, just a normal townsfolk who was up in the night, maybe couldn't sleep, and like kind of like looking out your window and seeing this guy walking by himself, and suddenly like the iron gate opens. Like, that is, it's just so crazy.
I know.
It's just so crazy.
And just imagine that, because every once in a while, I like to think, door, open itself.
Use the force.
Right? But then, it is. It's like, use the force. And it's like, really? God can open that door. But he has no purpose on opening that door. Like, he is not about showing himself like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what he did for Peter.
Well,
like... He
can do the impossible.
Yeah.
It's just another sign that's like, didn't matter that there were chains on him. It didn't matter that there were 16 guards. It didn't matter that there were two iron gates.
Didn't matter.
He can open a way when there seems to be no way. And maybe there's something going on in your life where right now you're like, there seems to be no way out of this. Like, I am chained to this problem.
Yes.
Or there's a significant impediment in front of me, whether it's like social, financial situation, maybe it's your work, your boss. I don't know. There could be a million different things. It could be illness. And I just believe that God can make a way. So I just feel like there are people watching or listening right now, that there is an illness in a family member's life, and that God can lift that off, and that God can make a way in your social situation. So I just want to pray for you right now. And Lord, thank you for this example of how the church came in expectation, and you moved in a way that seemed impossible, that you busted apart the chains and you opened the gate. Mm. And I thank you that you still move in amazing ways today. And I pray for the people watching who have those impediments in their life that seem so monstrous, but God, you are bigger than all of those problems. And I thank you that you love them. And I pray that you'd speak to their heart even now, that you know them and see them, and that you've laid your hand upon them, and that you hedge them in behind and before, and that you think of them. And I pray that you would make a way in their life even now, in mm-hmm. Jesus' name, and may they receive it in faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. What's interesting, as we were reading this passage last night, Amy Grant in like 1980-something wrote about a song about this passage.
Yeah.
And the second verse, which is applicable to us, the first verse, you know, she tells a story that we've just read.
Mm-hmm.
The second verse, though, goes, God only knows the times my life was threatened just today. A reckless car ran out of gas before it ran my way. Near misses all around me, accidents unknown, though we never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home. But I know they're all around me. All day and through the night, when the enemy is closing in, I know sometimes they fight, but to keep my feet from falling, I'll never turn away. If you're asking what's protecting me, then you're going to hear me say, God's got angels watching over me. Because we don't know. We don't know the things that he protects us from, the things that he brings us through. Like, Peter didn't know what was like, he wasn't really aware that mm-hmm. that's what God was doing, and yet mm-hmm. that's what God was doing.
Yeah.
And so here he is on the other side going, wow, that wasn't a vision. That was real. Like, that was real. And we need to believe, as Carrie prayed, that God does protect. He does bring through.
Yeah.
And it goes back to like last week's show. We don't know why he says yes to some things and no to others. But we still, that doesn't mean he can't do the impossible.
Yeah.
And he is willing.
Yeah.
He is willing. So, you know, we read this passage and the church earnestly prayed and God did answer in a miraculously powerful way that only God could.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because there was no like, well, there was a guy with a key or Peter found a key or no, like the chains fell off. They walked past 16 prison guards.
Yeah.
The iron gate opened.
Yeah.
Like
when there is no way, he makes a way.
Yeah.
And God does use angels. And the Bible says that angels are sent from God to minister to those who will inherit salvation. So they are at work, and like we don't know what he's doing behind the scenes, but we can sure pray in believing that he does.
Yes, we can. All right.
That's so true.
It's time. Oh, this is so exciting. So exciting. Believe that God can make a way. Whatever impossible situation you're facing today where, you know, my chains fell off,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can be set free. And that's only by the power of God working in us. So,
yeah.
All right. Well,
have a good week. And next week, Peter's busted out of prison and we're going to see what happens as he meets the church.
So
stay tuned.
Come on back to later.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.